Well, what's this today? I didn't mean that. Thank you for the date, but, just taking a look at you. I supervise a lot of your cases, more than you think. And every once in a while, why, with a horrible shudder, you realize I've been looking over your shoulder, but... I always take a look at you. My perceptivity on a PC is pretty good. I know how you're getting along. And as auditors, same way I know how you're getting along. See, it's very easy. How caved in does your PC look? So you see, if you have a dominant number of the class caved in, why the auditors aren't doing so good. Now, what's the date? 11 September, AD 13, St. Hill Special Briefing Course. And this lecture slightly exceeds its normal scope of lectures. I have a lot of bad news for you, a lot of good news for you, a lot of bad news. And on May the 8th, the nature of the GPM says that the early GPMs contacted on the PC are implants. And it says down there, it's 10th, 12th paragraph or something like that, this does not mean that the PC's own GPMs do not exist. You remember that? Well, PC's own GPM has the power and velocity over an implant GPM of somewhere between 1,000 or 100,000 to 1. Actually, a much greater figure of magnitude. I just threw that in just to give you an idea that there's magnitude difference. Now hold your hats. The whole of the implanted GPMs between lives area, screens, implant GPMs, Dominion gulls, Helitrobus implants, the train gulls, all this sort of stuff, all of those GPMs, all those implant GPMs are one RI in one of my GPMs. Interesting, huh? One RI. The name of the RI is Golds. Opterm Golds. Which is one of something on the order of 100 RI personal GPM, which extends from trillions 30 to trillions 20 on the time train. But which is actually still going. Now, several things need clarifying. A lot of you have been protesting. You wonder why this is part of the service fac. Well, you'll get around to that in a minute. But several things need clarifying. And one is the length of the time track. And a lot of you have had considerable protest on the subject of the length of the time track, because trillions of years, you know, T, you know. And, oh my God, you know. Oh dear, getting so long, it's fantastic concept of time. Oh, you hear that around every once in a while. You probably felt like that yourself, you know. Well, I just have good news for you in that particular department. What I would choose to call modern times extends from trillions 13 till now. It's modern times. The stuff that's more likely to influence the pre-clear in present time. This is very germane, because you now have your paws on Scientology 3, just about the handsomest little package of stuff you ever had anything to do with, called the Service Facsimile. First introduced as Routine 3SC, correct? What you're doing is fooling around with the PC's current RI in his existing goal line of his current truncated goal. You're fooling around with one little RI, see? And you got this, and it's in present time. And of course, there's an opposition to it. And you can get your hands on the opposition, and you can get your hands on the RI, and you can fumble and fool around with this. And almost any way you look in it, or almost any way you carve on the edges of it, you're going to make a clear. But what are you doing? You're actually clearing a dumbbell pair of the PC's own GPM. Out of sequence on the track. Okay. That's all you're doing. You got your paws on what he is doing right now. Well, of course, in fumbling around, it'd be very easy for some of you to lay your paws on what he was doing last night. Oh, taker minus trillions 5 years ago, see? Last night, you know, what he was doing. You'll have to get your paws on that. Hey, but that's still all right. But of course, the PC's goal is going to fall out of this thing with a thud, like Ann did last night. Listed goals and one rocket red and so forth. It wasn't listing goals, listing ideas on the service fac, you see. And one of them rocket red. Well, it's the greatest probability that while you're looking for the service fac, that which rocket reads is the PC's own goal. So, now, at this point, you should, however, be very wary, as I told you in the last lecture. I've been aware of this. I've been holding out on you for a couple of days here. I've been aware of this. But I didn't believe it. I really didn't believe it very hard. I had to do some more looking at the thing. That is to say, I just didn't believe the magnitude differences. I've been looking for enough. If you are a powerful character, let's put it this way. If you are a powerful character that once had muscles and played billiards with planets, and we got to look for some order of aberration to reduce that power, that's comparable to that power, right? The degree of aberration necessary to reduce that much power must be comparable to the power reduced. And we have there a law, a rule. Do you see that? You don't take Big John from the North Woods, you know, that was customarily picking up Douglas firs, 175 feet tall, and picking his teeth with them, you know. The Paul Bunyan-type legends, you see, and drop a tack hammer on his toe and have him crippled for life. You see, that just doesn't happen. No, I'm afraid you'd have to have quite a few forests fall on his head, see, for him to get a headache. Well, the forests that have fallen on the head of the Thetan, of course, are these GPMs. Now, we look it over, and so they put you on a monocycle, and you went pocketing down between a couple of rows of things that spat at you. See? Great. Great day. Fine. All right. I don't even care if I key you in, because what am I keying in? You can always scratch a mosquito bite. See? But you went down the line with these things barking and firing at you and that sort of thing, and they said that you were absolutely no good and that sort of thing. Bull. The only thing they did was get you very confused as to which was your goal and which was their goal. And that little tiny GPM that they installed had the power, being installed backwards and being installed according to the actual pattern of GPMs, had the power of getting Satan confused. So he didn't want to really look over that. He didn't want to have too much to do with that. You see why? It's backwards. You know, they implanted them from the top to the bottom. Well, an actual GPM is run from the bottom to the top, the way it was lived. You don't run an actual GPM from its top op term down to the goal at the bottom. You take the goal at the bottom and you list it back up to the top op term. Got that? Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense at all. They will list backwards, but you'll find yourself being thrust forward in time, and it's hard to do. The liability of reaching the goal is, of course, the goal is the furthest item from present time, being the bottom terminal. And when you get your PC to reach down for that goal, this is what I want to give you, is just a little tip. I didn't want you getting too adventurous here. Because when you have the PC reach for that goal and examine that goal, he actually is to some slight degree moving through time between that goal and present time, don't you see? And he lives up the whole track. And the wild part of it is, it looks just like, well, I don't know if any of you have ever looked down the Heliotropis implants and just looked down between the row, and it was all nice. It was all clean, you know. You could see all that stuff. And you look down to the end, and you say, I wonder what that item was, or that one. What happened, see? You got sort of a tunnel of blackness occurs the whole way along. Have you had some sensation of that? Well, that's what happens when you reach down a GPM. Well, the same thing happens when you make a PC reach down his GPM channel. Only this is something of the order of, you can reach down a GPM in the Heliotropis implants, you see, and the PC, it isn't so good. He doesn't like that. He didn't think that was so good. I mean, that is his ordinary reaction, don't you see? But he looks down his own goal channel like this and scrapes up and down his own goal channel and mucks around in it any length of time, reaching back to the goal and reaching something else and so forth. It's nothing like having your head shot off with a 16-inch cannon. Because the residual charge is, it'd be almost impossible to state the difference of magnitude. The charge is great. I'm not trying to scare your own GPMs, but I'm just giving you an idea as auditors. Now, let's say that somebody has a goal to be sexual or have sex or something like this, you see, or to create my own universe or something like this. See, let's have species' own goals. Eh? And you're clobbing along here with a service fact. You're looking at a service fact. He lists it. To have my own universe or something like this. See? You take this up and you put it in red, with a great big square around it on the auditor's report. You understand? So it's big so that nobody can miss it while they're going through folders and that sort of thing. You put it up there because that's very important. That's infinitely more important than any implant goals. You put it up there so it's big. And then don't start mucking about with it on any process except 3M2. Oh, you can list it and get its op terms and op term that and so forth. You've got all the technology. It'll be back on your check sheets tomorrow morning. But you get the... All the technology exists for this stuff, you see. But what if you used that to have my own universe as the service facsimile? You're running something back at maybe trillions 21. You're not running a service facsimile. You're making the guy look down this channel. See? Does that... The goal, clean statement of, you see, is the first RI in the GPM. No, pardon me, it isn't. There isn't probably an earlier one, which would be something like a being with the idea that, to have my own universe, the being with the idea to have my own universe may come previously to that, don't you see? Because he hasn't become the postulate yet. But nevertheless, you've got something that's down there at the beginning of this track. See, and there's at least 100 RIs between where you are and it. At least 100 RIs. And you go charging down there to run this as a service fac. And yeah, it'll make a lot of sense. And yeah, you'll get a free meal. Yeah, you'll get some tonarm action. Yeah, nothing like that. But sooner or later, somewhere along this line, the PC scuffing back and forth, commuting, you see... he's going to rough up the rest of his track. And oddly enough, it lies in a channel which looks not unlike one of these implant goal channels. Of course, there aren't any firing mechanisms or anything like that, but it's all arranged. PC's own GPM looks like a black island. I've already given a lecture on this and described all these and so forth a year, long time ago. Spring, I guess it was. But they look like a black island floating, and so on, and they're quite meaty. And they have specific, distinct sizes, and all of this sort of thing. Well, you get the PC scruffing back and forth. Recognize that you're running him from the bottom of an island of solid mass, maybe 3 feet thick, by 75 feet long, by maybe 30 feet wide, and you just running him up through the middle of this thing, you know, and you're running him back through the middle of the other, and you're running him back up there again, and... Hey! All of a sudden, no tone arm action, nothing else. You won't be able to continue your activities with the surface facsimile. You see that? Fortunately, not all is lost. All you'd have to do in this particular regard is just break out your little pencil and 175 reams of paper and go to work with 3M2 with all of its various complicated laws and that sort of thing, taking the first item you found down at the bottom of it, such as the goal, and working on through, working out the GPM. In actual fact, the beauty of the PC's own GPM as compared to an implant GPM is the PC's own GPM disintegrates. And the pattern of the needle action, you get quite a bit of tone arm action. When you start in them, it's kind of stiffish, and then the needle starts getting freer, and the tone arm starts waving more. And as you get down about three-quarters of the way toward the top of the thing, just as it's given on your early plots. Those early plots to scream and that sort of thing, they're all quite valid, you see. They're your own GPM patterns, you see. The way they look, foreshortened. But nevertheless, those releases are all quite accurate. And you get up about three-quarters of the way, and you all of a sudden start seeing that thing start rocket-reading blowdowns. And you start watching this tone arm come on down here toward clear reed. And it'll just go on that way. It'll go on. Then you find another RI, see. And then it starts going some more, and it starts blowing down. And this thing practically disintegrates. You've got an automatic disintegration is what happens. Sometimes your PC will sit there in session. You look at one of these huge islands, which has been black and has now turned gray, and it'll be buckling and quivering. And buckling, no, that's the wrong word. It's shaking. Something begins to buckle. You've got something on top of it. But you'll see it shaking and shivering and fraying. It looks like some jello. It looks like a piece of opaque jello that somebody has left in the sun. It ceases to be so hard and fast, and it sort of drips away and it shatters. Well, actually, that charge isn't going through your meter through the PC, fortunately. You're only getting a small indication of the amount of charge going off. I don't know how much charge is going off of one of these things, but I should think an early track GPM is probably losing a megatron or something like that. I'd say at least. But it's simply disintegrating into the never-never land, and you don't notice it. But you do see it on this meter. And the PC is fended off from the thing, don't you see? It's over there. It's over there maybe 8, 10, 15 feet away from him. And it's going apart rather quietly, but it's that much force that is dissipating. And you just get a kickback on the meter, which is almost telepathic in its lightness. See, there's hardly any kickback coming at the PC. You understand? Well, there's enough charge to make Paul Bunyan into a punk. There's enough charge to take a guy with the total capabilities of an OT and reduce him down to somebody that when the medico trims his fingernail or something like that, he has an awful time. You get the idea? See, there's enough charge to aberrate. Aberration must be equivalent to the amount of power aberrated. And it's the PC's own GPMs. Now, there's various data extant in this particular field. It's covered under the techniques called R3M and R3M2. Was its final consolidation. That technology all exists. Now, what this lecture is principally about, the technology all exists, the lectures exist, and so forth. PC has his own goals, his own GPMs, and these RIs have tremendous amount of mass. One RI, you see, is maybe a hundredth or a 200th of a big GPM. See? And this reliable item, it's the PC's own reliable item, is floating around here in present time. In fact, he's busy, 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 the nut, making himself an RI. And it has an opposition. He's busy, 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 busy. Now, it has a central postulate of its own, and it's dependent on the goal also. In other words, all these RIs, opterms or terminals, have in common the goal. They all have the goal in them because they're part and parcel of the goal, but they have their own significance with regard to the goal. Let's take the goal, let's imagine there is such a goal, to go to school. Such a goal would never exist, so we just take it so it's non-restimulative. All right, well, you've got an RI up toward present time. Got an RI up toward present time. That'll make you very, very upset, you see, because it apparently won't have anything to do with anything, and you don't understand it, really, until you get the goal. But the confounded thing is baffling to auditor and PC alike, because it's to ring bells. Or to ring the bell, or something like this, you see. What the hell? What does it go up to? The guy wants to be a fire engine laddie? Or what's he want to be, you know? I mean, what is this thing? What is this thing? A service fact to ring the bell. It nevertheless will run, because it's part and parcel of to go to school. Naturally, why? In small schools, why, the better pupil is called on to ring the bell in the morning, and that's, see, There he is, you see. He might find something to get a gold star. And you think of gold star mothers and all this sort of thing. And it's some confounded innocuous thing like, you know, to get A. Or you're liable to get an opterm of people who bring their lunches. Creak your brains, you know. How in the name of common sense is this an aberrant factor in anybody's case? You know? Well, you don't have the GPM goal, so of course the RI all by itself doesn't make much sense. But it's hanging out every place, and you can come around the perimeter of it, and you can take your techniques which are given in R3SC, and they'll land you somewhere in the perimeter of the opterm or terminal of the PC's own GPM, as it applies more or less to PT, or some old one that's in restimulation in PT, and will be the source of his present time restimulation as per the graph I gave you yesterday. And, of course, you can knock that thing in the head and get yourself a lot of nice tonearm action, wonderful tonearm action, particularly because it's in formation, don't you see? It's an RI in formation, and you can knock it all to pieces. You can pull its central postulate and so forth, and you get all kinds of interesting meter phenomena and all that sort of thing. But when you try to make it make sense, it very often doesn't. And it may not make sense. It may clear the PC up very nicely, but make no sense at all until someday he's run on R3M and we find out this being to ring the bells. It's a gold go school. He let out a war whoop in the session and suddenly had it all out, don't you see? Well, GPM will be somewhat disintegrated already. You've already tackled this thing obliquely. So that's actually what you're auditing. I thought you might like to know. Now, you've got tremendous complexities entering into this situation. I hit one last night, I might as well tell you about. Now you actually can assess for a service facsimile without a meter on this basis only. Write a list until the PC seems easy and thinks it's complete, and then just look on the list for the one that makes the least sense. And you should know that as an auditor because it'll help you a great deal. You don't have too much to do with significance on this sort of thing. Well, it's the one that makes the least sense. It's a lie. It isn't true. And so forth. We had a list going last night. I was being audited. And one appeared on the list, abandon all help, as a solution to anything that was gone. You had that up. I couldn't. But it tore a somatic off of my jaw, the like of which I haven't felt in a long time, you see. The auditor went on another column of listing and nulling and so forth, and it went in and it went out because it was being suppressed. It was worrying me. See? Not necessarily because it wasn't sensible, but because it wasn't sensible, I suppressed it and it stopped reading. So another one or two, which were only locks on it, started reading. They read momentarily, see, because I'd abandoned it. They were reading by the bypass charge on it. That's an interesting solution, isn't it? Abandon all help. If something is gone, you abandon all help. Well, it didn't make any sense at all to me, but I happen to know what GPM that it's coming from. It's the GPM to be free. And simply an RI, and it becomes completely sensible. One of the ways of being free is to abandon all help. Okay? Perfect method of becoming free. If you need no help from any place, why, naturally, you can be free. So you see, it makes sense in its own GPM, but doesn't make any kind of sense at all. And yet we'd audit. Yet we'd audit very nicely. BC Cognite on it all over the place and straighten it all out and free up the needle and free up the tone arm and everything go along fine, even though it didn't make any sense and wasn't compared to the goal, don't you see? Because the RI that it was being listed against was not the right RI, probably. But it just popped up because it's a PT solution, see, of the GPM line, so therefore it's an RI of the GPM line to be free. Method of being free, abandon all help. Well, that wasn't actually an RI. I don't even know what RI it is out of, but it's the central postulate of the RI. See what I mean? And what you're handling is the central postulate of the RI when you're handling a service facsimile, so you get a disintegration. I see I've left you adrift here. You thought the central idea of an RI made the RI. Well, that's perfectly valid. But it all too often simply describes what makes the central postulate. See, we know a little bit more now about the RI. Let's take the RI, a lame man. See, we've never really gone into the anatomy of a reliable item, of a GPM, because we were dealing so many months now with these confounded implant GPMs and that sort of thing, I never bothered to go forward on the thing. But what makes this lame man, RI, hold together? Why does he assume the identity of a lame man? See? Well, he assumes it because it's got a solution in the middle of it, which is an idea fixe, which then prevents him from looking at anything else. And it may be lameness. See, although the item is a lame man, the postulate which brings that into action, you see, is lameness. Do you see that it's not quite the same? Now, sometimes they are more distant than that. You see, not walking, let us say, is the principal idea. And you get that perfectly validly as a lame man, don't you see? Or an immobilized person. You've got that as an RI. Now, that characterizes simply the identity of the RI, that is, the beingness of the RI. What is the thinkingness of this RI? The thinkingness of the RI might be different. Not always, because sometimes the RI comes up as its own thinkingness, don't you see? But particularly a beingness RI, or some conditional RI, may have at its core an idea. And it's this idea which is an automatic solution. Well, an RI always has an idea at its core, but sometimes you don't have the idea when you have the RI, don't you see? You got this RI, a lame man. Well, this doesn't tell you what idea lies in the middle of a lame man. That you could list for and find and disintegrate the RI. But it's the thing which has all the characteristics of what you're calling a service facsimile. It forbids inspection. It's an automatic solution. It's safe. It solves everything. Now, that is how an RI is generated. And that's all contained in R3SC without any further embellishment. Guy gets an idea fixe. He no longer has to inspect in order to solve. So, therefore, he never as is the mass. So, therefore, he gets caught in the middle of the mass. Bang, that's it. Now, if it's a goal that he does this with, the accumulation of RIs resulting from that goal, each one of them has this goal carried through into it, but it's a new idea which makes the RI, don't you see? And that whole mass come together is a GPM. So you have this huge mass, huge block of energy with its separate items and so forth in it. It's hardly distinguishable as separate items because it's all squashed together. There's been so much attack and so little inspection. This whole GPM is dominated by one idea, let us say, to go to school. See? That's one idea. And that is common to every RI or identity in that, see, which is what accumulates it. But that idea all by itself is no inspection. They solve all problems. Go to school, see? So if you have a headache, go to school, you see? If you have something of sort, and if you didn't know something, go to school, and so forth. You get the idea, see? It's totally uninspected solution. So because it's uninspected and automatic and fixed, it then generates into it the second step of identities, which have this as the central idea, but the identities already have their own characteristics. See, they got this idea is dominant, see, but their characteristics of the identity would be something like way up at the line up here someplace, you know, a terminal battery is no longer able to carry out the postulate, becomes something on the order of an idiot child. And you go into the basis of an idiot child to find out what it is people like unintelligence. Or just unintelligence seems to solve everything. So the central idea of this RI, an idiot child, may be unintelligence. But the RI is an idiot child, and the reason it could get formed in the first place is he already had the idea fixe of the goal. So you've got actually three ideas in connection with this thing. One is the GPM, central goal, which is the first postulate of that GPM, plus the central idea of the RI, which in itself, in its peculiar way, forbids inspection, and the resultant mass caused by the goal non-inspection and the RI, central idea non-inspection, we have as an identity or an individuality. We have this as the third step. So we'd say the goal to go to school, central idea, unintelligence, results in the RI, see, an idiot child. You see that? Well, that's characteristic of all RIs. That is the anatomy of an RI, and it also happens to be the anatomy of what you got as a service facsimile. That which is not inspected tends to persist, and that is your basic rule. It's a little Hobson Jobson on one of our earlier ones, that which is not admired tends to persist. Your little rule there, that which is not inspected tends to persist. Why? Because it's never as is. That which you look at will tend to, and inspect tends to become, or it doesn't tend to remain in an aberrated state, don't you see? But that which is never inspected, of course, as this factor of uninspection, which adds mass. Now, because it is, not just because I just used this, because it is actually quite unintelligent, what happens? Well, a person gets hell knocked out of him, that's what happens, and he can never attack the right enemy. He's got some idea, you see, an idiot child is liable to attack bright kids. See? Something like that. Well, anything that's characterized as bright kids, he attacks. See? So it's a perfect invitation to attack. And because there's constant attack and constant overts going on and constant withholds going on and constant battle going on, it, of course, accumulates an awful lot of mass. And that's where the mass comes from of an RI. It's quite interesting that an idea is most easily substituted for a thetan. An idea doesn't have any mass connected with it, basically. And it appears to be have some wisdom in it and that sort of thing. It's very easily substituted for a thing. So somebody can walk around as the guard. See? He isn't a Thetan, he's the guard. Got the idea? And you've probably had something to do with guards, and they have rather unintelligent activities. You say, well, I left my lunch on the counter in the washroom, and I'd like to go in and get it. Yes? Do you have a pass? What department do you work for? I have to call a security chief, I'm sorry. I have a young lady out here. Wants to get back into the building, security section. You can see it now. It goes straight up to the president of the company. The FBI is called in, and so on. The federal government is justified for its existence, don't you see? There's telegrams going out in all directions and so forth. And you're standing there. You left your lunch in the washroom, see? I mean, that was all there was to understand there. But not the guard. He's the guard, see? And so he doesn't... It's not his to understand anything. It's just there to be the guard. Do you understand that? Well, that's an identity which is substituted for a Thetan. Well, now, similarly, any idea is liable to become a substitute for a Thetan, because the Thetan does it himself. He has some bad luck, see? He's had some bad luck. He's, the last three or four mountain ranges he built fell down. Bad luck. Overbalanced the planet, and it started going the other direction, you know. The poles appeared at different places than they were supposed to, you see. So, on the idea of planets, never build mountains. That solves it, doesn't it? Well, now, all the confusion of the accident which has just occurred is now prevented from ever occurring again by never build mountains. And that holds in place, then, all uninspected, all of the confusion he just got into by building three mountain ranges where he shouldn't have built them. See? So all that confusion and randomity is held in place because it isn't inspected, it's solved. Never build mountains, see? That's it. Now he's got all tapes, you see. And that's his idea. Now, if we go along and follow his career, sooner or later, we'll find him running a society which prevents the building of mountains, Society for the Prevention of Building of Mountains, you see. He shifted his identity only to the point where he's the president of it. But, you see, you've got the substitute of an idea for the being in this particular case. He just had this as a solution, but this solution he kept working at, and it itself then gets battered and hammered by the environment. The environment that has a solution in it, you see, never build mountains, rather tends to push against this bloke. See, so that accumulates more mass, you see, by reason of this thing, and then he fights back, and that accumulates more mass. And then eventually he becomes the idea, never build mountains, don't you see? And it might appear as some different RI, but you look there and you'll find never build mountains been substituted for a Thetan, you see? So that's the history of a person's lessening abilities. See, these RIs, these substitutions, all of this sort of thing, all of his OWs and various things, all get piled up on one of these idea fixes. The biggest idea fixe that a person can have is a goal. Biggest one. That develops into a GPM. Not all goals develop into GPMs, but those he's got have developed into GPMs. So here's a GPM floating there, and finally life becomes completely unlivable. He doesn't want anything to do with it anymore, so he abandons all that and gets a new goal. If you want to see, the Halitrobis implant people did an interesting job of tracing the deterioration of the thetan, but actually the bear and gorilla goals are a better one. They're a better model. And those which we turned out in the last year here that don't have the positive items in it, you know. Those that just show you the, you know, like to scream, those GPMs which came out. They're graduates up the line. Well, that's what a PC's own GPM looks like, because he keeps moving off of these ideas fixe, abandons those, and has to have a new idea fixe to solve the situation which he's just solved, but which wouldn't stay solved. Once you start solving things in this peculiar fashion, you eventually wind up with GPMs. That's all you can say about that. Now, you find this PC with R3SC. I'm not talking to you too much about GPMs, although they come into this naturally, and because I'm also telling you what the score is with regard to them. Horrible feeling of exhaustion just swept over me, and the idea of having to cover all the ground that we have covered before on the subject of R3M and the PC zone goals and GPMs. Just to help you out on this, that ground is all there. I'm talking about revolving it. The only part of it that needs revolving, perhaps, is mostly done, and that's how do you find the PC zone goal and how do you separate it out from an implanted goal, because they both read the same when you first find them on the meter. And it's much easier to find implant goals than it is own goals. And you try to run an implant goal as though it were the PC's own GPM, and he doesn't have a goal under that heading, but there's only an implant goal, and you're running the Halitrobis implants with the wrong items, don't you see? This is all very involved. But if you keep an eye very cleanly out while you're doing service facsimiles, the Halitrobis implants and other implants of that character didn't have the power, actually, to do very much to generate the RI which you find as a service facsimile. They might have monitored it somehow, made the guy resentful of hockey sticks or something like this, or monocycles. He probably can't stand monocycle acts in the local vaudeville. But what's your application here? That you must be very alert to anything you find that Rocket reads while doing R3SC, and you must be very careful not to tackle it head on as the service facsimile. Why? Because it doesn't run well with your service facsimile technology. You're going to run a GPM with your service facsimile technology? I rather think not. But you can run one RI with your service facsimile technology. So you can run an RI with it. You understand what I'm talking about now? That thing that Rocket reads, every time he gave you this solution, which he's selling you as the service fac and cognizing on, well, don't shut him down on his cognition, but don't let him wander too much on the track either, because you got your hands on something which lies trillions multiple in the past. See? And you haven't got anything to do with his present time. You got something that belongs and can only be handled in Scientology 4. But there are other ways of tacking this situation. Now, the beauties of R3SC is it doesn't matter which side of this orange you start peeling. Here's this RI that's monitoring his present life. It doesn't matter which side of it. It doesn't matter if you take out that little green thing at the top or the navel at the bottom, or peel off some slabs, or actually blot the oil off of it. You're going to do something, don't you see? And the next thing you know, you're going to start cutting up this RI, because it'll chop up just like anything else. And charge is going off of this thing madly in all directions and so forth, and you eventually become very calm about it. Now, if you find one of these things, there's another liability. If you find one of these things, if you find an RI, and you've got yourself A PC on whom energy is going he's left session, you see, and he's walked out three doors, only there's only one, you see. And he lay down at night in bed after the session, and he found that, and it started going, and he got up and hastily turned on the light, and 4 o'clock in the morning, he's still sitting at his window looking out into the street and trying not to breathe too deeply, because every time he does, he goes... Ghastly. Most ghastly sensations. You can feel like, you know, these suction cups they clean out WCs with, you know. You can feel like you're inside of one of those things, you know, being spronged and bonged. Or inflated and deflated rhythmically by an air pump or something like this. And things go around, creak. A guy's shoulder, for instance, moves over into the middle of his chest and won't go back. And his chin suddenly moves up, as far as he's concerned, looks to you, mostly, in fact, he might even look better. But from his point of view, the chin is apparently at the top of the crown of his head. Just occupational hazards. They're actually not even very dangerous. But they certainly are frightening. Because you come in close to the middle of a GPM. Now, your next reaction from this PC, you're entitled to know what it is.
The GPM is something else. I mean, the RI, the thing is something else. You haven't got the guy's service track. It's all been a mistake. Actually, a service track has to do with not liking Patagonians. That's far enough away from what he's just been in.
he's got himself a qualm. This is a new illness that occurs in Scientology, and that is the qualms. Q-U-A-L-M-S. And the cause of it is getting into the fringes of the service facsimile and deciding that we have come close enough. He wasn't close enough in to be pulled into the thing, but he was close enough to be, ooh, oh, no. And he wants to change his mind, and he'll give you another service facsimile. So you get an invalidation of what you found going on almost continuously in R3SC. And you can Q&A with that invalidation. You can Q&A with that invalidation just so much without re-stimulating the living daylights out of the case. The way to repair it, if you've re-stimulated the case and he's apparently getting worse or something under R3SC, is go back and pick up everything that has been found on the PC. One of the first requisites is to keep good records. And pick up everything that has been found on the PC and guess that as a service facsimile and finish it off according to the rules of the game. Just finish it, everything off. Elementary. Now, the best way to finish these things off is with the lot. You give it the lot. That's all of R3SC steps. If you find blackberries, and I know you said it was wrong, and it wasn't an idea, and it wasn't a postulate, and actually it was an identity, and it was an item, and it just turned on a pain, and then didn't do much, and it was abandoned, and then you found going down for some reason or other. And that was just touched up lightly, but the PC couldn't see how it made anything wrong, don't you see? So that was abandoned. You look for another one. And then the PC went into the qualms, and you found one that had to do with to belittle or something of the sort. And this was awful close to it, and decided that you and he both decided that must be a GPM because it was too gruesome to be confronted. And about the fifth or sixth one along the line, you'll have gotten tone arm action, but you also have an awfully confused PC. But you should realize that what you're doing is picking up a stable datum and leaving the confusion alive. And the net result is this: the PC's memory will, quote, tend to deteriorate, unquote. In other words, you just get foggy, don't you see? Because you've left half or three-quarters of the confusion attendant upon that stable datum still around. You've taken the stable datum out somewhat, and you've left the confusion, but the stable datum couldn't be all the way out, or the confusion would have disappeared. So the PC who feels confused on R3SC is either in the process of having a stable datum audited out, or some other auditor has abandoned stuff that is close in to the case and has left it in a confused restimulation. The repair on it is just take everything that's been found on the case and worked at in this particular way and simply give it the lot. That is all the steps of R3SC. Just give it the whole works. Now, let me say something here about running this, because it's very germane. It's not out of place at all. Because you're dealing with RIs, the postulate is so far downscale. If you find the center of the RI, that postulate is so far downscale, it is probably 20 tone arm divisions below hide. That's not just a hyperbolical statement. That's probably where it is. It's an idea that's turned into mist. Way down scale. And it runs to cognition. You only run it to cognition, but it enters at any one of these stages. A solution, make a good record of this, a solution, right-wrong process, make you right, others wrong. Domination, survival. It enters any place. Any place. And you run it to cognition. Now, you say to the guy, well, would that make others right? Oh, yes, it would make others right. It would, make others wrong. He said, yes, it'd make others wrong, so forth. But, hey, it'd also make them right. You say, well, it can't be the service facsimile because it didn't make others wrong and make him right and abandon it. Ha, wait a minute. The run was a 12-second run. It ran 12 seconds to cognition before it changed that level of that scale I just gave you. Understand? In fact, one of you poor Zed students got sent to Siberia for doing that. The pity of it is the Zed students that happened to, you know, they didn't have the data on what they were supposed to have disobeyed yet. Unjust, isn't it? Now, the upshot of this process. Now, I should give you practically a whole lecture on just this process, and probably will. You'll be hearing a lot more of it. But if you consider this process here as this picture of survive, you know, I mean, that's help own survival, hinder survival of others, you know, that sort of thing. Dominate. Which is help you escape domination and achieve the domination of others. And right, wrong. And if that's the way you look at it, and you always enter here at right, wrong, and then expect it to go to dominate and expect it to go to survive, that's only going to happen if you've got a first cousin to the service facsimile RI of the PC's present time GPM series. Whereas you've got something that does him a lot of good, don't you see? And he gets some automaticities on it, and everything is going along fine. But if you've got a real, honest Pete, honest to goodness, GPM, it doesn't go at this level. The idea doesn't come in here at right, wrong, and then proceed up to dominate, and then go to survive. See? Actually, this is what the picture looks like. Much more germane. It goes, solutions, let's take this at this level. It goes, solutions, dominate, solutions, right, wrong, dominate, survive, dominate, right, wrong, solutions. Horrible, isn't it? And here, of course, is your next right, wrong, and your dominate, and your survive. You understand this? And so that it actually just builds up into you understand. It might enter here any place. Because it goes on, that's your top one, let us say, here. See, that band is okay, and if it were a light perimeter idea, which is still intelligent. And if you start abandoning service facsimiles because they're not sensible, you will only get this light variety. Because a real service facsimile is about as sensible as an admiral's hat on a cow. See? And so your entrance point here, your upper entrance point, would only be in that proper exact order, nicely, if the idea were still intelligent or still knowable or still sensible. Ah, but the GPM does not look very sensible, and when it's a rather weird solution of some kind or another, as it would be if it were the center of the RI, it's liable to enter in almost any place down here. So, what's the net result of this? You find this thing to kiss cows, you see, or something like that, or cows are kissable, or something of this sort, and it's on a list. It's on a list of how to repair motor vehicles. How would you go about repairing? What's a safe solution to motor vehicles? And we get cows are kissable. Well, now, if we were psychologists, we would, of course, throw that one out because it doesn't fit the rest of the data. But that's what's wrong with it. It doesn't fit the rest of the data. It's the service facsimile. Now, cows are kissable. The PC may sit there for a little while and say, right, wrong. It wouldn't make anybody right. Wouldn't make anybody right or wrong. Well, you say, well, all right, then, let's just abandon it. Or let's just prep check it. Oh, no, the only thing he's done here is give you this scale. And you say, well, how does it fit in with domination? Do anything with domination? Do anything with survival? Is it just a solution? Oh, survival. Well, of course. It's total survival. There's no question about its being survival. That's it. Oddly enough, he's answered the question cognited in that one sentence. He simply said, it is. Which, of course, is cognition, because it's recognition. It is survival. You say, well, how are we going to run a process on this? You know, you're auditors, so we got to run processes. The way you run a process is try to find out what level you can run a process on and not cut the PC's its line while you're doing it. Because you then spring back to him. You spring back to him, well, has it just been a solution? Oh, yes, solutions. Oh, my God, solution. All I've ever done, just solve this, solve that, solve the other thing, and so on and so on. And when I was getting prep school and so on, solve that solution. And so, well, I'll use this solution and so forth when I have to do what it has to do with buying peanuts. Every time I buy peanuts, I use this solution. Of course, it's just been a solution and so on. It's been a solution, it's been a solution, been a solution, it's been a solution, it's been a solution, it's been a solution. It's half an hour later, you see. It's been a solution. And he said, you know, I don't think it's... I just taking a look at this thing. I really don't think it's the best solution in the world, buying peanuts. Well, it isn't quite applicable. Cognition, see? All right, now let's shift it. We say, well, how would it make you right? Or how has it made you right? Oh, I've used it quite a bit. It does. It makes me right. That's why I use it. It makes me right. That was to cognition. That's the end of that process. All right, how would it make others wrong? Oh, well, now that's another thing. It really, it's kind of hard for you to realize maybe, but it makes others wrong, and so on and so on and so on and so on and so on, and 15 minutes later, why, so on.
It also makes me wrong.
I didn't really realize that, but it also makes me wrong somewhat. That's your cognition. All right, you say, how would it help you dominate others? It wouldn't. Well, how would it help you escape domination? Wouldn't. All right, well, how would it help you survive? Oh, well, that's something else. 12 minutes later, you have now found out cognition, see, of some kind or another. Like it helps everybody survive. That's why I picked it up, you see. It helps everybody survive. You're back there chipping it apart, you see. Well, how would it hinder the survival of others? Well, it wouldn't. When have you used it as a solution? Well, I've been damn fool enough to use it for a solution for a long time, but I answered that question a while ago. Didn't you hear me? You've had it. What'd you stick your foot in that for? All right, let's check this over now. Let's check it on the meter. Survival, domination, right, wrong, solution. Wrong still reads. How would it make wrong? Oh, well, yeah, I've been kind of withholding that. There's some other ways this works. It makes a lot of other people wrong, don't you see? If they had it, it would really make them wrong if they had an idea like that. All right, that's fine. That's fine. Very good. All right, how is this thing going now? Well, you've put in a little what's it line there, and he tells you all about it and so forth. And you uncork your prep check. And you just give him an 18-button prep check on the subject. And your tone arm action, somewhere along that line, starts to die down. Gives you a little bit more yip-yap about it, and that is it. That is the end of it. You see how that's run? Unfortunately, the auditor is always in the liability of hitting the GPM. And as long as this technique is around, you're going to have auditors grab to go to school and run with a ball and have a PC not going clear on the service back. Get all chopped into something that's only resolvable with 3M2. Why? Well, actually, they didn't pick up the PC's service. In fact, they got the PC's goal. This is counterbalanced by the fact that if you got the PC's goal, you're rich, because it's very, very hard to sort the PC's own goal out of the implanted GPMs, because they both rocket read. Somebody's going to ask me the question, I'm sure. Does the PC's own goal and own our eyes rocket read? And the answer is yes. In fact, that is probably what makes implant goals rocket read. They are probably rocket reading off the top of the PC's own RIs. Secondary RR, it's the only thing that makes them rocket read. PC's own goals rocket read. Now, every RI, including the one that the service fact may be in, may rocket read. And the GPM goal that the PC is sitting in is going to rocket read. That goal is going to rocket read. But your GPM does not need to rocket, your GPM to run it has to rocket read. RIs to be acceptable have to rocket read and not turn on mass when they do. Slide some 3M2 sideways in there. But the service fact doesn't have to rocket read. You're under no compulsion to accept a rocket reading service fact. As a matter of fact, there's some liability in doing so. It isn't necessarily true that you should reject all rocket reading service facts. But be perfectly calm about accepting a service fact that just goes on a little eighth-inch tick. Perfectly calm. You're not going to do anything to this character anyhow. You're just going to have him straighten out his survival. And you're going to loosen up the needle and free up the needle. And you're going to get some TA motion. Now, you actually have to be pretty knuckle-headed to do R3SC wrong, even though it has the liability of being part of the PC's GPM and so forth. You really have to work at it to do it wrong, and the best way to work at it is to be completely unthorough. Go over little things and little things and little things and little things and pick up this idea and throw it away and not put it through the grinder, you know, and get that idea off of him and pitch it overboard and not put it through the grinder, you see, and then knock this one out and push it into view. And PC says, well, he's cognited on, it's a service fact. So you say, well, we don't have to run that then. Because the end product will be a very confused PC. Every time you restimulate a stable datum, which is what a service fact is, and a very aberrated stable datum, there's sufficiently aberrated stable datum to wonder, make you queasy about ever getting another idea so long as you live. I know I was thinking the other day, damn me, if I ever solve anything again, I ought to kick myself. I mean, you see how much trouble you can get into with solutions. That, fortunately, is not the case, don't you see? You can go on and live life. But the point is that every one of those things that are perimeter solutions on the center of a service facsimile, which is simply the PC's current RI. If you want to get very technical about what it is, it's his current solution. See? Monitored by the goal. See? That's all it is. He's generating it, that's for sure. It's his solution. And it's aberrated as you can come because it's an uninspected solution. He actually was a perfectly decent solution when he first got a hold of it, but now it's living his life for him, don't you see? And therefore, it doesn't take care of the environmental restimulation. Doesn't even vaguely take care of his life for him. Doesn't write any letters for him. It doesn't issue him any paychecks. It doesn't box any policemen. It doesn't do anything. It just sits there and keeps him from doing anything. Well, when you move that thing, all the policemen, he's not boxed. All the letters he's not written, all the inspections he's not done, start hitting them in their aggregate. So all you've got to do is disturb it and move it slightly out of the way, and some of this confusion starts generating, and the PC starts feeling confused. And running R3SC, you'll have some of the most confused PCs in sessions you have ever seen. You've got to adjust to this as an auditor. You got to adjust to this as an auditor. Don't go arguing back at the PC because he says, but you haven't started the session yet. You said end of session so that the two teams on both sides of you are going to ask that you calm down and so forth. And the PC just knows you never started session, that's all. Just knows you never did. And PC's going to walk out and then suddenly come back and ask you to end the session. You know? And Levy's books, you see, Levy's books on the chair. Levy's books on the chair and then get a taxi cab to go home for them. You watch this, see? Well, that is simply ordinary. That would be ordinary in running R3SC. Quite an ordinary state of mind. Now, if that's an ordinary state of mind, what is the state of mind of the bloke who has had 5 service facsimiles picked up, partially run, and thrown away by the auditor? Now he's got 5 zones and areas of confusion, which are knocking his block off. Well, man, if he can tell the time of day, he would be very, very lucky. It's not terribly dangerous, but it's useless to put a PC into this particular frame of mind. It's silly. Now, you'll find out inevitably that this happens accidentally. Just in sorting them out, you miss one, you miss 2, you see, something like that. You couldn't get 1 to run yesterday. Something is sitting in the middle of what you were trying to do, and you can't get the PC to talk about it. Something like that. So you go on with your assessment, and you think you've now got 1 for that session. No, you've got the 2nd one for that session, don't you see? PC is so confused and stony, he actually can't tell you about the one he got. The first one you got. Now you're already en route to the 2nd one without recognizing that you have found the 1st one. You understand? So it's a very good thing to review the auditing you've done every now and then and clean up what you've left behind. There's no crime in having 3 service facsimiles up in the air like Indian clubs as long as you're on the stage to eventually catch them. You see? There's no crime in having 3 in the air. The only crime is not being there to catch them as they come down, you see. Finish them all up, in other words. You're going to be fooled on a lot of service facts because they're so far downscale that they don't run according to the steps of R3SC. You have to jumble the steps, don't you see? Well, actually, you don't really change the steps, but it just doesn't hit at this level or hit at that level. And so the PC says it isn't, and it isn't. And then you tell the PC, all right, well, then it can't be a service fact, you see, because it didn't enter at the level of right-wrong. Well, this is a serious blunder, in actual fact. It'll very often enter at the level of solutions. It'll very often enter at the level of domination. Quite often enter at the level of survival. You see, when it won't enter at any other but the level it enters in on. That's the entrance point. Now, that's a real service fact, behaves in a most outrageous fashion in that regard. And something that isn't a service facsimile, but simply gives you fine tone arm motion, is more likely to behave perfectly. You still follow the steps of R3SC. You still do all those things. But just because the PC can't do one of the steps is no reason to abandon it as a service fact and simply prep check it or something like that. Now, try to enter these other points. Try to enter these other points. You all of a sudden will trigger the automaticity on occasion that you've been looking for. You'll all of a sudden realize that you're running some perimeter thing. The main thing is to get tone arm action. That's the main thing for you to get. That's the big thing for you to get. Tone arm action. Administratively, remember to keep your weather eye peeled for the PC's goal, because this is the best goal-finding method that we have had to date. The best goal-finding method. You're actually unburdening the bank to the PC's goal. And all you do is run service facts if you're actually hitting. You run service fax until the PC's in pretty good shape. See? And has handed you his goal. Elementary. Means some PCs be on a long run. See, before they do. But if that's the case, then they should be. They should have been on a long run. Now, you're cutting down the environmental re-stimulation of the PC constantly and continuously as you're addressing the service facsimile. Chronic present-time problems, hidden standards, the other things, the very things which attract present-time problems to the PC are, of course, contained in the RI of his own GPM, which he is now in the process laboriously of forming by being a blind nut. Naturally. He's got an RI, a lover. That's the RI he's forming in this lifetime. See? On the goal to be famous, not the goal to be sexual. See, and there he is forming up this RI, a lover. And its central postulate doesn't have too much to do with this. It's to be good. That's its central postulate. You find to be good, you don't connect it with a lover. See? And you certainly don't connect it with to be famous. You see, you naturally say it's a sexual goal, you see. And to be good is a disciplinary goal of some kind or another. And all kinds of ramifications. And we don't dare run to be good. It doesn't rocket read, but it sounds like a goal, don't you see? In other words, you can have a picnic walking through this forest of spears. You can have a picnic. But, of course, that's nothing because, naturally, the PC's whole bank is booby-trapped with these GPMs that have been implanted, so they read like goals, too. That's the one you worry about. Don't worry about doing these R3SC things. Just go right ahead and do them. Get lots of tone arm action and so forth. You'll get action, tone arm action on the PC's own goal line much, 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 much better. Infinitely better tone arm action than you ever got on any implant GPM. And actually, this whole thing has been resolved on the basis of looking for tone arm action. We finally come back to tone arm action is best found on the PC's own GPM channel. You can use almost anything. You can use almost anything in the way of RIs to do this R3SC stunt. You can do this stunt on any GPM RI found. The best way of handling it, however, is to oppose it with 3M2 if it's a backtrack thing. Run it as a GPM. But you're not looking for that right now. You're trying to get down the environmental re-stimulation of the PC, calm him down, cool him off, and so on, so as to cut down the session environment re-stimulation and square him away. You best do this with R3SC. R3SC will eventually lead into a differentiation by the PC and by you as the auditor of which is and what is the PC's own goal. When you've got that, you can run 3M on it, and actually the PC will fly like a bird. You won't have seen tone arm action the way you see tone arm action on a real GPM. The only thing that puts it in the shade is R3M2 is complicated. It is delicate to run. It is hell on the PC. You can miss items like crazy, and the fact that you're running those GPMs over the top of falsely implanted GPM probably makes it a picnic the like of which we never heard of. So let's just quietly worry right now about R3SC and meet the other dragon when we turn the corner of the road. Okay? Thank you.